Good evening. My name is Sid Schneid. I've been asked to chair tonight's meeting, which has been organized by the Middle East Working Group of the World Peace Forum and sponsored by the Canada-Palestine Association, the Canada-Palestine Support Network, the Vancouver Chapter of the International Solidarity Movement, Jews for a Just Peace, StopWar.ca, the Palestine Community Center, the Palestine Solidarity Group, the Trade Union Committee for Justice in the Middle East, and the Wall Must Fall campaign. The confrontation between Palestinians and Israelis provides the setting for one of the world's longest-lasting crises. Despite countless rounds of peace negotiations, a solution to the crisis appears as remote as ever. In a July 2005 advisory opinion, the International Court of Justice declared that Israel's construction of a security wall on Palestinian land and its continuing occupation of portions of the West Bank violated international law. Israel and many of its supporters have dismissed the decision with contempt. Some have gone so far as to accuse the court of having been motivated by anti-Semitism. Since that decision was brought down, Israel has announced plans to define its borders with Palestine unilaterally by annexing Palestinian land in the West Bank and portions of Jerusalem. Far from putting an end to this decade-old crisis, such a step would be in flagrant violation of international law. Furthermore, it is guaranteed to generate further confrontation and upheaval. As an issue that is vitally linked to the crisis in Iraq and the rest of the Middle East, it is essential for all of us that a resolution to this dispute be a negotiated one that addresses the concerns of all of the parties so that all are prepared to live with it. In an attempt to bring an end to this crisis, more and more social justice groups, including churches and unions, are addressing the issue. CUPE Ontario, for instance, CUPE Ontario, for instance, recently passed the resolution calling for the union to support an international campaign of boycott, divestment, and sanctions to pressure Israel to change its behavior. CUPE's move has generated an enormous amount of discussion between those who supported its action and those who berated it. The unfortunate fact is that many of those in positions of influence have used their influence to prevent a reasoned discussion of the issues involved in this crisis. Case in point, the highly inflammatory attack on the World Peace Forum and the discussion we have planned for tonight by Vancouver Sun editorial writer Harvey Inchin. We are fortunate, however, to have with us tonight three outstanding speakers, Miriam Rashid, Narit Peled Elhanan, and Cindy Corey. They will each have up to a half hour to provide us with their unique insights into the current situation in Palestine and Israel. Our speakers will then have an opportunity to comment on each other's remarks, followed by a period of questions from you, the members of the audience. Before we hear from the first speaker, I'd like to introduce Arik Gutler Ophir. In March 2002, Arik was called up by the Israeli army to take part in an army operation aimed at occupying the cities of the West Bank. But he refused to serve. Since that time, hundreds of Israeli soldiers have challenged the morality of the occupation by refusing to be part of it. Arik is a member of Combatants for Peace, whose membership is comprised of former Israeli and Palestinian warriors who are now engaged in nonviolent resistance to occupation. Arik is about to finish his MA studies in Peace Studies and Conflict Resolution at the University of Queensland in Australia. Back home in Israel, he works on art projects involving Arab and Jewish youth in the northern part of Israel. In addition, he worked to establish Circus Galilee, a circus school for young Jewish and Arab students, which is about to open its fourth season. Arik, would you please stand up for a moment? Please join me in giving him a warm welcome to Vancouver. Now for the first of our speakers. Miriam Rashid has lived in Palestine for a total of 5 years, two as a teenager during the first Intifada, and three before and after attending graduate school. She is the interim director of the Middle East program at the American Friends Service Committee in Chicago. Miriam completed a Master of Arts degree in Middle East Studies at the University of Chicago in 1998. She was involved with Palestinian-Israeli peace negotiations from 1998 to 2000. In her work for non-governmental organizations in Washington and Chicago, she has done extensive research on human rights issues in the occupied territories, Israel's occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, the proliferation of settlements throughout the occupied territories, Jerusalem, and U.S. policy in the region. Miriam.